For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
King Lear opened last night, Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
With Tom Laughlin as King Lear, the story of a king who decides to divide his kingdom before his death and puts his daughters to a little test in which they have to each express how they love him, who loves him the most, and he foolishly believes the two evil daughters. I hope I haven't given too much away.
Now, wait a minute. The head of a country asking for loyalty oaths from his, let's say, cabinet.
What are you driving at? This is family.
Well, once again, I gather that Shakespeare is
relevant today, as he was hundreds of years ago.
I got up to the Shaw to see Mythos, Gods, one of the three-part Mythos plays, I'll use the word plays in quotation marks, featuring the great Stephen Fry. What an entertaining man. You spoke about it last week.
I did.
And a one-man show, he holds the audience's attention. What an actor.
Well, a kind of one-man show. It's storytelling. There is one man, it is a kind of a show, but does not portray the characters. This is not like Julie Harris being the Belle of Amherst. This is a different challenge. There is no character into which he can disappear, and unlike most plays, there are no scene partners. He must interact with the audience, and there are some devices for him to be able to do that, and also to create variety and spontaneity.
Well, for example, given that Trivial Pursuit was invented right there in Niagara-on-the-Lake, he plays sort of a Trivial Pursuit game with the audience. They get to pick the category, and then he has to decide which story he's going to come up with, and all on the fly.
Well, somewhat on the fly. The order is on the fly. He clearly knows this material very, very well. These stories are very close to him. He did a book with these stories. I think that that's more devised to ensure that there's spontaneity. When you are acting in a stage with other actors, there is always a level of spontaneity. Well, ideally, it can get a little bit mechanical, but you don't want that to happen. And without other actors with whom to interact, you want to be able to engage the audience. And so the Trivial Pursuit is one way, the randomness at the end where they let a member of the audience actually choose which story. Those are all devised to keep the material fresh. Somewhat successful in that regard. There are times where I felt, okay, let's wrap this up.
Oh, we got the grasshopper story. Which one did you get?
The grasshopper story.
That seems like a coincidence, but we'll look into that. I have to push back a little, though. You say he doesn't inhabit characters, but when he takes on the roles, using multiple voices to create a conversation among the gods, I found that the best part of the evening.
Yes, he does that from time to time, and well, he's remarkable. He is Stephen Fry.
I'm going to, but haven't seen yet the Red Dress. I'm a little confused as to what this is all about.
Oh, I saw it.
Okay.
The Red Dress is a Nazi-era story from the playwright's own family background. The central character is an actress, a star of the German cinema in the pre-Nazi era, who does not want to make the transition into the Nazi era. And her husband, who is willing to become a Nazi for the sake of his career, not understanding quite what is at stake. They are to learn what is at stake when she reluctantly goes to an event at which he's to be honored, in which there is a dress code for women, black evening gowns required, .. It is intriguing subject matter.
Well, for my money, one of the best productions all year long is Lady Windermere's Fan over at Irish Classical. Everybody inhabits his or her role to the hilt. It's beautifully cast, wonderfully directed, just a bang-up production, and it closes this Sunday afternoon.
I agree, with one exception.
Okay, what's that exception?
I felt that one of the performances was managed to the point of distraction, trying to take Oscar Wilde's lines and make them funny when they were funny on their own merits, and I have no idea why that performance was not wrestled under control. I think that anyone who goes can figure out which one it is. I don't want to say a crime against the American theater, but I could.
Well, if you're talking about who I think you're talking about, you're not alone in that.
It's a minor role, so we just let that pass. Bump in the road.
Bump in the road. Now, something interesting happening, as it so often is, over at Rust Belt Books, the very, very tiny off Main Street theater there on Grant Street. It's called We'll Always Have Casablanca, and put together by a number of playwrights who last year put on the Godot Rodeo. These are very metaphysical plays, but the theme this year was flashbacks, and so many of the inspirations were some of the greatest flashback creations ever. The famous Casablanca with the flashback moment of Rick and Ilsa in Paris. Death of a Salesman, loaded with flashbacks. Our Town, it's almost all flashback. And so the local playwrights have taken these flashback moments and rearranged them, twisted them, and sort of make you think.
Wow.
These short one actors are all under the umbrella title of We'll Always Have Casablanca over at Rust Belt, but just Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.